My name is Zach Como, and you're listening to the My Tech Decisions Podcast. Back to another episode of the My Tech Decisions Podcast. Like I said, my name is Zach and I'm your host. Today's guest is Mark Strassman, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Unified Communications and Collaboration at LogMeIn. Mark and I talk about the company's new hardware options included in GoToRoom, which is the company's conference room as a service offering that was launched last year. The new packages bring the total number of hardware kits up to 10, and it's for rooms of different sizes and various use cases. Before we get to that interview, here's a quick reminder that the My Tech Decisions podcast is available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download and subscribe to hear weekly interviews with IT professionals, cybersecurity experts, software providers, AV integrators, and more. And now, here's the interview.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so we came out with a new... whole new hardware offering about a year ago called GoToRoom. And just kind of backing up on room systems a little bit, rooms have evolved a little bit. Way back, decade back, it was you buy an expensive codec room system from Cisco, life-size Polycom, and pay tens of thousands of dollars and install it. Over the past few years, Zoom and others have sort of democratized the space with things that are kind of DIY systems where you take a Mac or a PC and you install software on it and you get a USB camera and you put it all together and you've got an iPad controlling the whole thing, which is affordable, but it's kind of a pain because you have to piece all these things together. You have to, especially for a reasonable sized company where IT, you got to manage the iPad and update the mobile device management on that. You got to manage a Mac, you got to manage a PC. So when we came out with GoToRoom, and we'd had similar solutions in the past, and about a year ago, we came out with a system called GoToRoom, partnering with Dolby and Poly for just an appliance system. You take it, you plug it in, kind of the ease of appliance of kind of a codec system, but for, $1,000 to $2,000. So that's been in the market for about a year and was going gangbusters, blowing out our expectations. People are buying it. It works easily. Great for SMBs who just want to plug it in and go, or enterprises that need to manage all these different things. When COVID hit, room systems slowed down a lot, right? No one's in the office. Right. And we've started seeing an uptick again for a couple of reasons. I think one is people are reconfiguring their offices again, and they're saying, okay, how do we make COVID-safe offices? And now all of these huddle spaces that were previously, here's where you put three or four people, and they have one person calling in, it's the other way around. Now these are the private offices where you're not breathing on anyone, and four or five people are calling in because now everyone's on video calls now. So when you're off, you want the video call. So people are outfitting many more small rooms almost as private video spaces. So we're seeing a lot of that. We're also seeing more and more people just outfit their systems for home, recognizing that using my laptop for every call probably isn't the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. If I want to get a single appliance that I just hang off my TV in the guest room and make into my office, want something that's simple. You don't need IT to come install. You want it pre-configured and you want it to just work. Business is really picking up again on the room side and, on our meeting side and telephony side, we've got 10 times usage and the like. So rooms is picking up again. We're announcing a few things. So we had a couple of, we're supporting two Dolby systems and one Poly system. We're announcing this week seven more hardware bundles for different size rooms, for big rooms, small rooms. We're adding Logitech to the mix, and we're also adding Extron to the mix. Mm. So these new all-in-one video solutions from Dolby, Logitech, Poly, I've got some in my closet. My family's thrilled that I have these things lying around my house because I've been testing them. Makes it super easy. You just plug it in, it's configured, and you go. We are offering the ability for these systems to join multiple conferencing providers. So traditionally, if you buy a room system from a given provider and our previous GoToRoom, it would just join GoToMeeting. And if you bought, you know, a Zoom room, it would join Zoom. And if you bought a, we are launching the ability for our room systems to join most systems. So if you buy a GoTo system, yes, if you're using GoToMeeting internally or GoToConnect, great, it works on that. If you have a Teams meeting, you can join that. If you've got a Zoom meeting, you can join that. So recognizing that we are, you know, in a world that has many different languages and many different choices. So that's interesting. We have a new partnership with a company called Extron. Extron, you know, Extron, you're nodding. It'll enable custom setups for outfitting corporate boardrooms. And as people are reconfiguring their offices, installing them, and want to use a screen at the door to start the meeting and have the calendar on the room system match the calendar on the door, they can do all that. So we've got a full set of hardware and APIs that match that. All of these rooms we're announcing are available on a room as a service or device as a service, which lets businesses pay, you know, a low monthly rate, you know, as low as less than $100 a month. So just like they pay for their cell phone, they can get this room as a service. And then they've got to go to room license. That includes a full equipment warranty. So if something goes wrong, we just have another one. We're seeing a lot of customers, especially SMBs, love having that where they don't want to put the capital outlay.
Right.
And then we've totally changed the user experience on it as well, really updating it for great simplicity. It hooks up to any of your calendar systems with a lot of ease, Google, Office 365. All your meetings show up, you just click in. There's a dark mode. Everyone likes dark mode on their devices now. Some people are saying, hey, you know, we have we're a 9-to-5 office. We don't want our screens to be on all hours. We set a sleep mode so it's not on all the time. Change the meeting controls. Offered more security on the desktop app. It was easy to lock your meetings. It was harder from the room. Now in the days of security and, you know, go to meeting bombing and Zoom bombing and the like, meeting lock is right up front, and even more. So pretty excited about all of these different different options. Also, before our first system was a one-screen system, now you've got multiple screens. So between different packages for different size rooms, home office, huddle, an appliance model where you can just plug it in and go, the room as a service, and then for our current customers, just kind of the upgrade in terms of the user experience and third-party joining, we think we've got something that's pretty interesting.
So yeah, just a few questions. So you guys are selling directly to end users, correct?
We both sell directly to end users, and you know, oftentimes IT buys this as well, where IT comes in and buys it for the whole organization. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And how closely were you or are you working with AV integrators and meeting room installers? Because I know Extron because I also work for an AV trade magazine. That's the sister publication to Tech Decisions.
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we first came out with our first GoToRoom, it was really just sort of an appliance. It comes with a given camera. It comes with the audio visual built in. You just plug it and go. A lot of our bigger customers, and we're in pretty much all the Fortune 500s, we're saying, okay, that's great, but we've got a lot of rooms that already have in-room mics and have biamp systems and or have Extron systems, whatever it might be. So a lot of the work that's gone into this set of releases is making sure we can meet those customers. So while, you know, end users in IT can get it and just plug it in and go, for integrators, and we're seeing more and more integrators set up our systems, especially with the third-party interop, we support third-party cameras. Keep people can plug in, you know, external biamps and USB devices. We support Extron to have the APIs to control it. You know, you can bring your own camera, you can bring your own audio and just use our CPU. So, you know, now that we're not kind of a one-size-fits-all, working with the AV integrators is becoming more and more interesting. And, you know, it's often a hybrid. For the bigger rooms, they'll work with AV integrators and they'll do the whole install with Extron and third party. Smaller rooms, okay, pay $99 a room, ship it to someone at home, plug it in, and it just goes.
Right. Yeah. And you know, Zoom, I think, is doing something similar with their hardware as a service offering.
Absolutely.
But that offering, it really seems like they're kind of going around integrators. But I think the idea is, you know, out of the box, ready to go, easy installation.
Yeah, that's what people have been looking for. And you know, I think that with our first room set, we intentionally didn't go with the original Zoom room model that was, you know, Mac or PC and iPad and the like. We went straight to an appliance. You know, now they're starting to ship their own appliances as well. So we still think the appliance model is the way to go. We don't offer Mac or PC-based systems, but we offer appliances that are easy to manage, but you can also integrate.
So you kind of spoke about the differences between what you guys and Zoom's hardware as a service and offering. A lot of other conferencing providers are doing the same thing. I think Google Meet has like a hardware kit. Teams has a lot of manufacturing partnerships. So what are the differences between what you guys are doing and what, you know, the rest of the market's doing?
Yeah, good question. Google's had kind of the Chromebox appliance for a while. And I think more and more people are offering something that's just plug and play, where you don't have to configure the Mac or the PC, which is important. Mm-hmm. Our hardware partners, Poly, Dolby, Logitech, you know, all offer these we've written our software to fit on them. So you buy the appliance from them, the software fits, and you just go. Some of the unique things about our product that I think are pretty interesting. The third party joining is unique. I think we'll be seeing it more and more. And I think you have to, because that was loud feedback we heard from our customers saying, yes, we have a corporate license and we got thousands of copies of GoToMeeting and 90% of our meetings are GoToMeeting. But when someone calls in for that Zoom meeting, or someone calls to the WebEx meeting, or we need to call into a Teams meeting, like, I don't want to have to either plug a cable in just to share my screen or have a different room system. Third party interop is interesting and important, and we do it in a pretty, pretty interesting way. So I would say that is really a pretty important one. And one that's a bit of a differentiator. We have interesting integration to our mobile devices. So if you're using a GoToMeeting app, you can totally launch the meeting. You don't ever have to touch the device. So when you're around the table, just from your calendar, you can pop off the device, which is pretty neat. Mm-hmm. And some other features that you're seeing on more and more, like whiteboard sharing. We can see the whiteboard in the room. We can pick it out as a separate device, share that through the content share. And then it gets down to the meeting platform. Things you can do once you have something and go to meeting with transcription and closed captioning and meeting highlights and all that good stuff. But for the room itself, to me, it's choose your hardware partner. Companies tend to prefer Logitech, Poly, Dolby for those who really want supreme audio and a great experience there. And having those configurable and appliance options and the third-party interoperability. And those are areas that we feel kind of call us out a little bit. It's a good question. Okay.
So I know what's been going on before the pandemic, but all of these partnerships with hardware providers and conferencing providers like yourselves, I feel like they've really been rapid fire since March. When did that trend really start? And to best of your ability, tell me why that seems to be the case.
Yeah, I would say you're hearing all these things now because of Enterprise Connect. I think Enterprise Connect is the big trade show where everyone tends to. The press is there and the analysts are there and customers are there and everyone is working to launch all their hardware components for Enterprise Connect, which we didn't have this year, right?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a couple months ago. It was in the middle of COVID. Everyone said, oh my gosh, we're not going to launch right in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. So people are going back to the office. It's like, okay, let's bring that out. So for us, it was, we've had some of these things ready for a while. We were focusing over the past, the first couple months after COVID, on 10 times usage and reliability, and the last thing on people's mind were rooms. They've been asking for rooms. We finished the work on it and we rolled it out. And I think that's happening kind of across the industry now. Yeah, it's a really good question because you're seeing more and more about it now.
Yeah. How is COVID kind of accelerating that trend? And how is it forcing kind of video conferencing to evolve? And, where do these partnerships with manufacturers fit into that equation?
Yeah, great question. It's evolved in a few ways. First of all, prior to COVID, certainly we've had meetings before over video and, more forward-thinking and tech-thinking companies have adopted video. But video adoption for meetings, it was still less than 20% of meetings had video in them, where someone was dialing in. Now everyone's having video meetings, video meetings, Zoom, GoToMeeting, whatever, it's a verb. So we've gone from a market that is really early adopter to late majority. Everyone is having video meetings. So I would say that's number one. The market has changed dramatically, right? 10 times size bigger than it was, and usage has gone through the roof for us and for others. So I'd say that's number one. Number two is people are thinking about how, as they go back to the office, it used to be with video meetings, there would be 10 people in the room and one person dialing in. Normally, I was that poor guy, by the way, which was a frustrating experience.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, everyone's dialing in on video. And when people go back to the office and they're starting to, it is not 10 people in the room and one person on video. It is the other way around. It is one or two people in the room and eight or nine people on video. So the whole model is flipped on its head. Additionally, when people are in the office, having one or two people in the room will be the norm. No one's to be in a room with 10 people right now. It's just not how it's going to work. So we're seeing as people are reconfiguring their offices, video is a requirement where it wasn't before. Having a phone in the room was fine. So they're redoing their office. Video is a requirement. And they're having more units because they're going to have multiple rooms because no one wants to be in a room with anyone else. And on top of that, we're seeing people invest in home offices. And they're saying it's not just my laptop anymore. Sitting like this all day over my laptop isn't working. Yeah. As I'm setting up a dedicated home office, we're seeing companies, employees ask their company for devices that they can just plug in and use. Hold on one sec. I'm going to show you one of them.
Sure. What's he getting?
I'm not sure, but I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I get pretty into this. And so when people are home, we're seeing people want things drop shipped to them. Doesn't have to go through IT because they're not in the office. They want it just working with their account immediately. So auto provisioning. And they want it to be simple. So this is the latest Dolby Huddle unit. I don't know if you've seen this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of neat. So it has beamforming mics. It has a 4K wide angle camera. It has this little shelf, so you can just literally put it on top of either your TV or your monitor, you know, and then you just plug in your HDMI. If you want to, you can plug in an external mics and cameras and your power.
Awesome.
Plug it in. It recognizes who you are because we pre-provisioned and sent it to you, and it just works. If it doesn't just work, IT can log in. So having an IT control panel where you can control stuff remotely is really important.
Yeah.
And we have a whole separate business in LogMeIn around IT and support tools around the rest of the LogMeIn business. And frankly, when we went into COVID, we started bundling together our tools in a way we hadn't before to have complete, remote work kits. So that's a whole separate story about kind of how our business has changed from going to a company that provides desktop support, remote desktop, UCC. You need it all. All your employees are home. You need to support them.
Yeah.
But back to rooms. We're seeing, AV setting up rooms and AV integrators getting busy again, but then sending simple. Like having a portfolio of different devices is really important. And, saying we went from three devices to seven isn't interesting. Saying we meet all these different use cases in the post-COVID world is important, but having the same user experience. So, on your screen, it looks like your iPad. It looks like your mobile. Like people should just know how to use it. So yes, certainly seeing a lot, going back, what do we see changes in rooms? Everyone's on video 10 times more than we saw before. People are going back to the office and they want video at home. And that's driving demand like we hadn't seen in the first several months and like we hadn't seen before COVID, but it's very different.
Right.
That's a great question.
What's the tractor for you guys and the Zooms of the world with, about these partnerships with hardware providers? I think that speaks to, needing more than just your built-in laptop and camera and microphone to do your job. But I'm sure you have a better answer than that.
Sorry, what was the meaning of the question again? What is
so, what's attractive?
What's attractive? Yeah, I didn't hear the attractive part. So what's a few areas. One is certainly with IT. IT has preferred vendors. You go to any company, they say we're a Poly shop or we're a Logi shop. And they each have their own benefits. And certainly with Dolby, focusing on the audio and video experience for a little bit of a premium is interesting. So to me is, some of it is personal preference. What do people prefer and having different options for different devices and different setups? Do you want a single device with a touch? Do you want a touchpad? Do you want a separate camera? So we bundle them together for in terms of small room, medium room, large room. you know, bring your own sort of devices, bring your own input output. But to me, it's about choice. Some people have had great experiences with some vendors and not as good with others. So having that wide choice is important to our customers. That's a good question.
Great. Yeah, it really answers all the questions I had. If you have a few minutes, I would like to hear about these, remote work kits. If you can just, you know, explain that and just maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. So in March, when over a week, when everyone started working from home, we offered both our current customers and any emergency service providers out there free access to our entire portfolio, basically with emergency remote work kit, offering our entire UCC portfolio, meetings, webinars, UCC telephony support center, our support tools, such as Rescue, log me in Rescue, and go to my PC, as well as identity management, LastPass. Found when everyone's out of the office, you want people to be using secure passwords, manage them in a secure way as they're accessing company company properties all from home. So doing that in an interesting way, and we saw extraordinary uptake on this. The demand for, yes, we need to support our employees and customers remotely. We need to contact our customers in a way where we can't pay, $200 a seat for a whole sales support center. But having this as part of a remote work kit is really interesting. And going wall to wall with meetings and webinar in a way people hadn't before. Okay. So I can dig up the numbers, I'll find them. But, in thousands took us up on this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these users are now saying, okay, we want all these things to work together. This is kind of a remote work tool belt for IT to set up the whole organization. I don't want to say realized, we always knew we had an interesting portfolio, but it's come together in a way where everything we do from, customer support to identity and access management to UCC, really all just sort of sings in the opportunity of work from home. So those are the emergency remote work kits.
Do those kits include hardware?
No. If people want to add on, specifically add on a room, they can, because they'll have a GoToMeeting license, and we've certainly seen uptake on that. But no, that is purely a SaaS offering that we're offering our customers. Yeah, good question.
Great. Great. Mark, thanks very much. I appreciate your time. Unless there's anything else you wanted to say,
I appreciate it. It's an interesting time where, communication and video communication has gone through the roof and people are trying to figure out what the new world normal looks like. And video part of it is here to stay. So people are trying to figure out how to best do it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the My Tech Decisions podcast, where it's our mission to help you make technology decisions for your company. If you'd like to learn more, head to mytechdecisions.com or follow us on Twitter at mytechdecisions. You can also catch me on Twitter at ZWComo. Until next time.